This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Celtics need a miracle, and they can get underway when it comes to that miracle Saturday. Afternoon game Saturday, which I really like. So game three on Saturday.
Yeah, I like it too, but that wasn't the song. I was thinking about All I Need Is a Miracle.
Oh.
All I Need
Is You.
Is You.
That is Mike and the Mechanics.
All right, that's the one I was thinking
okay.
about. That was the one I was thinking.
We can get that for you before the end of the okay. show, Coach.
Because when you said like. Grateful Dead, I was like, well.
No, I didn't think you probably know nothing about the Grateful Dead. Nothing. Can you name any other Grateful Dead songs?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm not a deadhead.
Do you know
so.
Who the frontman of the legendary frontman of the Grateful Dead was?
Yeah, Garcia. What the hell's his first name?
Okay, you got the last name.
Yeah,
and name's not your thing.
Well, there's an ice cream named after him.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Jerry Garcia?
Yes, Jerry yeah. Garcia. Wait, yeah.
I don't. I mean, I don't know much about the yeah. Deadhead. I'm not their songs. Okay. I think it's like the only reason why I know it is because. They're like one of those bands that, like, people love them, you know, and like, they yeah. love them during like a certain like Woodstock, you know,
yeah.
free love, free.
They call their fans the Deadheads.
Yeah, Bill yeah. Russell. I'm not Bill Russell. Bill Walton was yeah. one.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And in Celtic City,
yeah.
he takes everybody to see the Dead.
Yeah.
Larry and mm-hmm. Kevin McHale and Danny Ainge yep. and yeah, yes. All right. We were in the middle of news, and all morning long, we have been unfortunately forced to talk about the embarrassment of the Boston Celtics on the parquet, the legendary parquet that we were just talking about. Now down 2-0, and so you need a miracle.
Yeah.
But you said you're not pushing the panic button.
No, but my finger is on it.
Okay.
I'm not pushing it, but my finger is on it.
I'm slightly stroking the panic button.
You are?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Onward.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's get back to the news, though, so we get that done.
Well, our boss, Ken Laird, is most likely over the moon with this latest news that for the first time in 15 years, Disney will be opening a new theme park.
Oh.
This time in Saudi Arabia. I don't know if that's on Ken's list of wow. places he wants to go.
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very close to Abu Dhabi.
Uh-huh.
It's on an island off Abu Dhabi. The yes. Disneyland Abu Dhabi Resort will become Disney's 7th global resort destination
okay.
with a potential opening in the early 2030s.
Huh. Okay.
The initial project plan includes one theme park and an unknown number of hotels, but it looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's also going to be the first theme park that is on oceanfront, mm-hmm. waterfront.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, because there's not a lot of ocean there.
Yeah.
Like, if you look over in the corner, the roller coaster is called Sand Mountain.
Yeah. But don't they make oceans out there? I feel like they make oceans yeah. in, like, Dubai yeah. and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Yes.
And I bet that
yes,
place is going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well,
very interesting move by Disney, considering the vast majority of its employees protested a North Carolina All-Star game to be in Abu Dhabi. But, hey,
yes.
who
yes.
am I to judge?
Yeah. Well, Ken will most likely be traveling there alone mm-hmm. as an adult, which he does frequently at Disney,
right.
and some find that weird. I don't want to judge anybody,
no.
but Ken is what? How old is Ken?
100.
40, 40,
yeah.
40.
He's 5 years older than me. 45,
he is a full-blown
46.
Disney 45, adult.
45, 45.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
travels alone to Disney. That's
right.
an odd thing to do, but
sure is.
Really enjoys himself.
I don't know. I'd
sometimes
probably...
he goes Winnie the Pooh, which I think is wildly inappropriate.
God in heaven.
All right. Anyway,
I would go. Like, I mean, I want to go to Dubai.
You would going to Dubai is different than going to Disney by
yourself. No, but I would go to Dubai and then spend a day at Disney.
That don't count.
Well, I mean, kind of does.
Yeah, only because it's there. If you, if Disney wasn't, obviously, if Disney's in Orlando, why don't you go down there to spend the day in Disney by yourself?
Roadshow in Dubai, maybe?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Oh. And people forget, Greg, I hate to do this, but you are a bit fraudulent coming again.
Why?
Because you honeymooned at Disney.
Yeah, but that was because I think we had a deal.
You still could have said no.
If I remember correctly, there was a guy who could get me like 3-day passes for free. So I built the honeymoon around that.
Did you wear like the groom Mickey ears?
What?
Did you wear like the groom Mickey ears?
I don't remember. It was 30 years ago or something like that.
Mm. Were you able to go to all the countries on one honeymoon at Epcot?
Actually, Curtis, we never left the room.
Oh,
you
know, hey. Yeah,
we have great room service.
Hey, babe, what exotic island are we going to? Now we're going to Orlando.
I know.
Actually, we're going to Kissimmee.
Isn't Orlando where people go to get divorced because they leave because Disney breaks them apart?
Cody, you might be right. That might be worse than
that. Yeah. I was like, listen, nobody stays on property. It stinks on property. We're staying off property. No, Disney does the service like nobody else does service. Like maybe the rest.
All right.
Maybe the rest is on the same level.
That's a great honeymoon destination, Disney.
But I think that makes you like an ultimate Disney adult if you honeymoon there.
No. Chime, you know where you should honeymoon? Six Flags.
Oh, nice. Maybe I'll go to Hershey Park, Wiggy.
I would go to Hershey Park. Hershey Park is a good take with kids. Curtis, you should take James to Hershey Park.
Yeah, Pennsylvania in the summer sounds really appealing.
That part of it stinks like it's, you know, 90 degrees. But we drove down there and took the kids there when they were little.
And is it all, like, chocolate theme?
Nice. It's kind of, we also went to Sesame Park down there also. In Pennsylvania, where you can go.
Did you honeymoon there? Second honeymoon?
No.
I would have loved him in a flop
in the Poconos.
You're a woman. Yep. We know this. And, you know, like the big thing for women, I feel like, is the honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about a different time.
Also, I don't think the times don't matter.
It really wasn't.
Greg, did you have your 5-year anniversary at Legoland?
Yeah, had no money. Like we were like it was a completely different time.
No, Greg, the honeymoon. If you got no money, then guess what? You save up until you can go to that romantic island destination. Oh, not hey, babe. You know what? I got 2 passes.
Was Water Country booked?
Yes. By the way, we're going to Gator Park too.
It didn't matter.
No, it's about who you're with. It's not where you are.
Courtney, stop lying.
It was about
I would have chosen Canobie Lake, but that's just me. Let's go, as we were talking, to Florida.
Oh, okay.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A woman in Port St. Lucie on Saturday got arrested for shoving cheesy nachos down her wife's leggings during a domestic dispute at 3 a.m. So alcohol was involved.
Okay.
39-year-old, she's a nurse. Both these women are nurses. Allison Swan. Her wife was making nachos when Allison allegedly told her she shouldn't be eating that late and made a comment about her weight.
Oh, dear.
That is when she took the nachos that she was preparing with the cheesy nacho sauce and shoved them down the back of her leggings. Mm. Things got worse. Mm. She dragged her on the ground, hit her head on the ground. The wife was on the phone with a friend, and the friend called 911 after hearing this on the open line. Authorities showed up. Swan tried to say that her wife threw the nachos at her. The cops saw that the plate was fully intact, not half of the nachos still on there, but the rest of the nachos were down the wife's backside.
I'm guessing since it was 3 a.m. that they weren't great nachos either. Right. They were probably like half-assed.
Yeah.
Like whatever was available.
Right.
Like drunk nachos.
Of course, right.
Their prosecutor said, who, if anyone, likes queso at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
It was like Ritz crackers and ketchup and some American
the cheese whiz.
Whatever they had in the fridge.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Where are you on whiz? That's like the thing in Philly with the cheesesteak.
No. Absolutely not.
I agree.
No.
Yeah.
Not necessary.
Swan was arrested for domestic battery, a misdemeanor. She was freed from county jail Sunday morning after posting a $250 bond, but she has to stay clear from her wife.
All right.
Very good.
And let's stay in Florida to round this one out. An irrational fear after 61-year-old Cynthia DeGama of Davenport, Florida, and her husband were enjoying some time in a canoe in a lake in their property. And that is when they were in 2.5 feet of water and went over an alligator. Mm. The alligator thrashed and grabbed Cynthia out of the canoe.
What?
Wow.
Out of the canoe?
Yeah, sending her and her husband into the water. But Cynthia was bit and unfortunately died. Oh. The husband reportedly tried to fight off the gator but was not successful.
Jesus.
They will grab you right out of a canoe?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a canoe. It ain't that big. I would never even get in a canoe in a lake in Florida. I mean, you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah. I mean, and they can really propel themselves out of the water. If you've ever gone on, like, I did the Bayou gator tour where you're on, like, a big boat. But they jump up. Right. Like, you're worried
that
they're going to grab you out of that.
Were you on the phone with your mom the whole time?
What?
Were you on the phone with your mom the whole time?
Nope, I did that one solo.
Was it on, like, one of the fan boats with the
No, it wasn't the fan boat. It was, just, like, more low-key than that.
Yeah, you can't be in no small boat when you're in the swamps, unless you got a gun and you know how to really shoot them gators, like swamp people, but they'll tear you to shreds.
That's awful.
Really sad.
It was on their property?
Well, like in their community, the lake in their community. Yeah.
Any witnesses?
So this was interesting when I first read the story. No video, no witnesses.
Maybe
does your true crime mind go immediately?
Well, it's always the husband. But I don't want to say that. He just lost his wife, he said he tried to fight the gator off.
So. Yes, he's in the canoe, too, so he's running a risk of, like, tipping the canoe over and potentially putting himself in
harm. No, he ended up in the water as well.
Oh, okay, so there you go. Then I
he says he did, yes. All right. That's the news.
That's the news.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Good morning and hello. If you happen to be watching this show on either YouTube or on Twitch, this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And Sunday is Mother's Day. And if you want to get the kids out and do something over Mother's Day weekend, then bring them to Springer's Jewelers and their locket bar event. They can create a one-of-a-kind locket for mom. And she will cherish it always.
And they're gorgeous.
Really?
The lockets, like when you hear locket, you think very like vintage, something your grandmother had. These lockets are beautiful. I looked them up because I was interested.
Yeah.
And they're really, really pretty. I'm not just saying that.
Why don't you do one for your mom?
I already secured Call's gifts, but that is something that I would like to like to go check out.
All right. Well, hello to your mom, everyday listener of this show.
Yes.
And constantly on the phone with you during every commercial break.
Yeah.
Let's get to what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Celtics go down 2 games in the Eastern Conference semifinals, now heading to New York. Final score was 91-90 after once again being up 20 points. The guys have now made only 25 of their 103 point attempts in the series so far. Jaylen Brown and Derek White led the team with 20 points each in the loss. Game 3 in New York is Saturday at 3:30. Other playoff games last night, the Thunder tied things up with the Nuggets in Game 2, 149-106. The Red Sox get a win over the Rangers 6-4. Wilyer Abreu had 2 homers in this one, while Alex Bregman had his 200th career home run. He's one of only 34 active players in the 200 club. Tanner Houck went 4 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 2. We can hear from Tanner Houck on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
In terms of stuff-wise, I think maybe even a little bit better. Just in raw movement, execution I think was down a little bit, mainly to the glove side, but that's something I would still say that working on continuously, day in and day out. But all in all, grinded my way through the entire time.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today.
We should get to, I know we have been talking, rightly so, all Celtics all morning, but we should get to what Alex Cora said on the afternoon show yesterday about carefully asking Rafi Devers if he might mind playing first base every once in a while. So, maybe, Sean, let's get to that coming up. so I don't have to think about the Celtics.
Last one with the Rangers today. First pitch at 1:35 with Brian Baio taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. In the NHL, Dallas goes up a game on the Jets after game one, and the Maple Leafs go up two on the Panthers. Celebrate Mother's Day at the 99 restaurant and treat mom to delicious new menu specials made especially for her, like herb garlic filet mignon, lemon caper swordfish, or their famous colossal or hot buttered lobster rolls. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 60 degrees, partly cloudy sky, afternoon high, partly sunny, 70.